Three University of Maine students have tested positive for COVID-19 and are in isolation. That's according to UMaine President Joan Farini-Mundy, who, in a written statement today, says that two of the students are living off campus in Orono while one's in a fraternity house, and that their close contacts are in self-quarantine. According to the statement, one of the students participated in the university's asymptomatic testing program on campus. The others were tested at alternative sites. Farini-Mundy says in accordance with public health protocols, the Maine CDC is managing the cases. But she says the school will be vigilant in supporting affected individuals and isolate those potentially infected to minimize the spread of the virus and keep the community safe. Also today, the university system also announced repercussions for students who violate the state's size limit for gatherings. Though the newly confined cases or newly confirmed cases are not linked to a large gathering, school officials say they want to encourage safe behavior. And as Patty White reports, some local towns are also considering enacting measures to promote safety.
Students start arriving on the University of Maine campuses in earnest next week. And that's one of the reasons why, says University of Maine President Joan Farini-Mundy, school officials issued guidance on large gatherings.
This is a different kind of a start. And so when it might be traditional to have larger gatherings and to get together and see friends, we really are asking our students to do this within all guidance and safely.
Farini-Mundy says that students who host or attend gatherings that violate state guidelines, which currently cap crowd sizes to 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors, could face suspension or dismissal. The guidance comes on top of other university protocols intended to prevent the spread of COVID-19, including ongoing testing of students and staff and wastewater testing.
But this piece is really important. The behavior of our communities and of our students in particular is vital to doing all that we're able to do to prevent outbreaks.
The town of Orono is also considering enacting an ordinance to encourage safe behavior. The proposal would subject individuals who fail to wear face coverings in businesses and some public settings to fines between $1 and $500. It would also require owners of residential housing to create and enforce safety protocols or face a $1,000 a day fine. Orono Town Council Chair Cynthia Maynard says the proposal, which will be voted on next week, is in response to concerns that the town's population will nearly double when students return.
We're not necessarily targeting students. We just believe that with the influx of students and more faculty and, you know, just such a large influx of individuals, we wanted to make sure that we had taken every precaution we could.
Of course, there's a much higher risk with so many students around.
Incoming senior Chase Flaherty is the vice president for student entertainment at the University of Maine Student Government. He says both Orono's proposal and the university's policy on large gatherings are understandable.
They're not saying that they're going to be expelling students. I do think that they're just saying we're taking this seriously and we're going to be holding students accountable that make bad decisions.
As the vice president for student entertainment, Flaherty says he's adjusting the kinds of activities he hopes to offer. Movie nights are usually a bust, he says, but he suspects this year drive-in movies will have added allure. And Flaherty notes that his fraternity has also made changes, such as banning guests. It's difficult being a college student right now, he says, but it's just the way it has to be. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.